Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's March 31st, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 9th, 2002. What's next, El God?
Nazarene, this one pertains once again to Demetrius or Gerald. I understand that he has held many names in the past. Would you be so kind as to enlighten us on them? I especially liked what George Harrison called him, the left hand of God.
Yes, El God. Demetrius has had many names throughout the ages. Seth, Minda, Mondon, Krios, over and over again. He has been called many names by man, but all of these names have the same meaning. The Great Destroyer, the Avenger. Even his Hebrew name means the Angel of Destruction, God's Avenger. What George Harrison said is absolutely true. Demetrius is the left hand of God. Demetrius is God's destruction. God gives each a certain purpose. I am God's healing. I am God's leadership. Demetrius is God's punishment and God's destruction. Yes, Demetrius has had many names through the ages, but man has always recognized him for what he is.
Well, Nazarene, sometimes you guys make me nervous when you talk about my husband like that. It's disturbing to think that other people look upon him as a destroyer when he wants to build good things so much. Did I have any other names too?
Oh yes, Alora. You have been called Durga, Shendura, Hindabani. Oh, the list just goes on and on. But you have had many more aspects than Demetrius. You have been the Hearthkeeper. You have been the Warrior Goddess. You have been the Mother of Mothers. Oh, the list just goes on and on. All throughout history, you have served mankind in many aspects.
Gee, thanks. That's incredible, Nazarene. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you really enjoy the Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject, including an interview with Speakers Gerald and Linda Polly. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. We're back. Nazarene, we may have covered this before, but tomorrow is April 1st, April Fool's Day. Did the Havens and the Haitians have anything like that? A day where people played pranks on each other?
Oh, no, Alora. No, 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 no. If you pulled any pranks on a Haitian, you'd find yourself doing a long prison sentence. They did not tolerate stuff like that at all. They considered it abuse. Things that are done on Earth, they would not allow at all. You could not insult people and call it a prank. You could not do things like that. It simply was against their culture. And if you did anything like that with a Haven, he'd kill you and not be charged for it. You simply did not do things like that in our society. There was none of this stuff. There was none of this abuse that people call humor. It simply was not allowed. We often wonder why man is so cruel and so hateful to each other as to do these things. The Peapines, now they were a little bit more loose than we were, and they would play a few jokes on each other and do some things, but nothing as serious as some of the things that humans do. We can't understand, Alora, these things were so far out of our culture that we have a very, very hard time understanding them. And Demetrius' co-workers simply cannot understand that he doesn't do these things, that he doesn't joke, that he doesn't fool around, that he doesn't kid. When he says something, he's always serious. Oftentimes, people think he is joking when he says something, but he is not.
I know what you mean, Nazarene. I've been there when somebody said something they thought Demetrius would think was funny, and he didn't.
My goodness, Alora. I hope there were survivors. I really hope there were survivors.
We'll be back again.